you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Alexa plays the show. Call her Alexa. That's her name. Don't tease people named Alexa. I heard a story. I don't know why the guy would have this as a first name, but I heard this little blurb yesterday. Some kid in elementary school in Virginia or Maryland. His first name was Trump. I don't know why that'd be a first name.
It's his last name.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. And they changed his name because people abused him because of his name. don't do that. It's not his fault. His last name is that, you know, and he's not related.
Yeah, but what are we going to do to prevent bullying because of people's names?
No, people, I remember.
That's been going on since time began.
And it's also,
it's never going to stop.
And people have done it, they've done it for just regular names too. Like Alexa's a regular name.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just saying to this girl, hey Alexa, what do you, tell me what this is. Hey Alexa, because they're making fun of the actual thing called Alexa. But all of us have really, really normal names. And I remember kids twisting names around. I just remember him twisting
every
normal
name
names
rhymes with something
right.
Stupid.
Right, and a kid would just be a douchebag, and you know, you just move on from the kid being a douchebag. You know?
Kids suck.
Right.
They're going to do that.
Exactly.
Kids are going to make fun of other kids. That's going to happen.
And that's just a name thing. I understand you should never bully anybody, like hardcore bullying, but the name thing is just, that's just going to happen. Kids are just kids, man. You know?
But, you know, a name will come up in the news, and you'll hear that name a lot. You know, Alexa, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it goes away soon enough.
Yeah. Well, the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing.
Yeah.
I'm related to a Caitlyn.
We
and,
felt badly
my,
for
my niece.
The Caitlyns of the world.
In the beginning, it was a big deal, and, just, you know, and nobody cares about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's back to being a name again.
There was a period of time where I felt badly for the Stormies.
Right.
But now, then I realized
well,
I...
Well, it's just weather guys around the country,
I don't
right?
know any Stormies.
Neither do I.
I know one.
Do you?
Yeah.
A real Stormy.
Yes.
Man or a woman?
Female.
Okay. Not a nickname.
Correct.
They named her Stormy. Good for her.
After
she a stripper?
After the porn star or after the song?
I don't know. Long before I was aware of the porn star,
yeah,
this person had the name Stormy.
Right.
There was a song that came out of the 70s called Stormy.
I got it. I have it in here.
Oh, yeah.
I got the hook.
It, yeah. When...
when she's in the news.
When Stormy first broke.
The Classics 4.
Someone remade that, too.
This was the original. And I think this is the one that was a big hit at the time. Yeah, it was a huge hit. I think it's the 60s. Maybe 70s early.
You were the sunshine, baby. Whenever you smiled. But I call you Stormy today.
Yeah, I think it's just a nickname there in that song. You know.
All right, so here's my trouble, or here's my question, I should say, about this story that you brought up, Tyler.
I just heard the blurb about it. That's all. You corrected me. Thank you.
Yeah, kid's last name Trump had to change his name. He's actually changing his name.
Well, the original name...
After getting bullied at a school in Delaware. The kid is 11. His name, Joshua Trump, has been mocked at his middle school. Five of his classmates have been disciplined. The school... Now then, here's the thing. The school has immediately agreed to begin using the name Joshua Berto instead.
Says mom's maiden name or something?
I've got no idea.
Okay.
So, what's the point in giving up this kid's name again?
Yeah, good point. Publicly, right.
Yeah.
Publicly, don't tell anybody what his name is. You're right. Because this kid might get abused by Trump supporters. Keep your name.
Either way.
Right, you're right.
Someone on each side can find a reason to get ticked.
Well, that original name the original name was Drumpf, and then his grandfather changed it years ago. The actual president,
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, but we don't know if this guy's
from where this guy get to...
I mean, same clan.
Yeah, you're right.
No idea.
Yeah.
You're right. He might get bullied by Trump supporters. Change your name for you, pussy.
If there's any left. But they're out there.
You're right. Oh, of course they're
right. Should be proud.
Just move to a different neck town. They'll love you. I'm serious. He could be a hero in certain schools.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I see douchebag kids.
I know
kids that support him.
A couple of places where he would be cheered.
Mm-hmm.
They would wear hats in his favor.
Exactly.
By the way, we're keeping it American on the show today. We're not letting that Greg Morton in until tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You don't want Canadians on the show 2 days in
a
row.
No way.
Canadians.
Too much Canadian influence.
He's an African Canadian too, by the way.
Yep.
But if we had him on twice,
you can't say African American Canadian because he's I guess America.
But that's not what Canadian.
That's not what I mean, though.
He's an African Canadian.
I know, but he's North America.
But if we had him on 2 days in a row, would we qualify to be broadcast in Canada? Would that count as enough Canadian
then
content?
Have to play Chilliwack and Rush.
No. Yeah. Well.
He would be Canadian content.
He would count as Canadian content, right. But I'm not sure the percentage of Canadian content
we'd have to let him do a talk a lot.
Yeah. Right. Well, he does.
Yeah, he does.
He does his fair share of talking.
He'll be here tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
I'm trying to get us on a station in Canada.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Todd lived close there. He can say about.
Oh, yeah. About. I grew up listening to
about.
Top 40 radio
about,
on
about
Winnipeg.
About, stop bragging.
Doesn't he live in Toronto? Isn't Morton?
Yeah,
he's Toronto guy.
Yeah, we'll take a station in Toronto. Yeah, that's fine.
Toronto.
What's new, Craig?
Well, Steph Curry has come out and said that he was just joking.
Oh, yeah, and we should all know that.
No.
When he said that people had never been to the moon.
I heard the clip. There were three guys sitting around, all decided, I think so, too. I don't think it was. They weren't joking. But just say, I figured out I was wrong. Don't say you were joking. Say I was wrong. Because he wasn't joking, if you heard that.
No, and if you were joking.
He was totally serious about it.
It means you're not funny.
No.
And stop trying to be funny, because if you're joking there, that's just not. It wasn't funny.
I'm glad it's over, but the bottom line is I'm not buying that line. I heard it. He wasn't joking. We played it.
I've heard too much of that.
Yeah.
Well, I was just joking. Well, then really, it was really unfunny.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Come on, Roseanne.
And it makes kids stupid, too, man.
He says kids should not believe him when he says something stupid about recorded history, and it's important that kids do their own research.
Yeah.
Kids have always done their own research.
Sure.
They're always very good about going to the Encyclopedia Britannica and looking up all sorts of stuff.
No, they believe what their favorite sports hero says a lot. Exactly. Speaking of blurve, I met a client last night at a client party. I don't know if
she's
talking.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think you're standing. What you're saying? Yeah. No, I was talking to her separately. Did she tell you the story?
Yes.
Big fan of the show. Her and her husband both. And her husband says "believe" around the house when she says "believe," and she wants to kill him.
Good.
And she says, "I can take it from you guys. I can't take it from him."
She's absolutely right.
And my problem,
for the taking it from you guys part.
Yeah, you're right. And my problem with the bit is I can't stop saying it too on the show, and I say it at the house. I kind of go blurb like that. I just go, I don't think my wife even knows the bit because she didn't listen to the radio. So I want to try to stop it too.
Yeah, I did that.
For my own sanity.
I did that on a text message to my wife the other day.
Oh, you wrote blurb?
She said, I believe we're going to. I said blurb. And she just replied, what?
She doesn't know the bit, right? Well, this lady and her husband know the bit.
Never mind.
And he says it all over the house all the time, and she wants to kill him.
Yeah, I've kind of backed off myself just to support Craig.
Yeah. Craig's speech impediment?
Yeah, because I could tell that Craig's really not down with it. He's really not sold on that one.
Well, now I'm going to jump on it then.
See?
Yeah, I'll help. I'll ramp it up.
Thank you. I'm ramping
it up. How are you going to ramp that up?
Well, sometimes I let it go.
Yeah, they're
sometimes I do let it go.
Yeah,
when?
Sometimes it slides.
Sometimes we let it go.
I've
rarely.
Heard it slide.
No, we let it slide. It's rarely, but we let it slide. Not anymore.
Sorry, Craig.
Yeah. Todd's such a wuss.
I shouldn't have announced my position.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have.
It's just going to aggravate everything.
Once again, like I said yesterday, we're bad friends. Don't be a puss.
Hey.
If you can't be teased.
I can be teased.
We bully each other every freaking day, man.
I'm all for teasing it at you. I just can't completely. I'm not all in.
On Craig's speech impediment?
On the blurve.
Yep.
Blurve. Yes.
And I know in order to make something work, we should all be all in.
That's okay. Push and I say blurve enough.
I'm not.
You do say blurve enough.
Yeah, Petey chimes in enough.
Yes,
too.
She does. Yeah. Yes, she does.
So does anybody care that the draft is going to be in Las Vegas in 2020?
Unless you're going to be.
The NFL draft.
I don't care where it's at because I'm never going to go. But if you're there, it's a great place.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's where I'd rather be than any of these places.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's a fun event.
Because I've seen these events where I understand Superfan. We all know Superfan. I'm not really a Superfan like that. But sitting the second and third day just having a beer, watching the stage, looks boring as freaking hell.
Yeah.
To me, I can't even imagine the first day.
No.
But if you're in Vegas, you don't have to be there. You just can be everywhere, and you feel the vibe of the crap going on. Maybe.
Right now, forever it used to be at
Radio
New York City.
Forever.
Yep. And then they started moving it around.
Chicago once and Dallas once, right?
Philly.
Okay.
Oh, Philly. That's right.
It was one day, 1 year was in Philly.
So they're going to move it around.
Nashville this spring.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Green Bay has had their hat in for trying to get it too.
Oh, don't do that. Because nobody's going to go there.
Yeah, well, you think Dallas and Chicago were boring.
That's what I mean.
Draft in Green Bay.
Well, Dallas and Chicago probably were not boring because they still were bigger cities. Green Bay is not a big city.
Well, more and more. You know, now that the network has taken it and it's on prime.
They want to make money on it, and Vegas is the way to do it.
Yeah, well, it's become a TV show.
It's always been a TV show.
Yeah. Well,
it's always been a TV show.
Even more,
it's
of a
never
TV
a live
show
event.
Now.
What's going to be on three networks this year?
Right. But I think they make more of a production of it now. So it's probably, if you're sitting in the audience, a little more interesting to watch, and
I don't
even
know,
more
man.
Interesting if you're in Vegas.
You're not hearing those commentators. It's just loud. You're not hearing the commentators at all because they're over on the side on the booth talking to the TV. It's just that's all you hear in the background.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see
fat guys with jet jerseys drinking.
Right. But I'm not going to go. It doesn't really interest me, but
no.
Apparently it does for some.
Well, my eligibility does run out that year, so I may declare for that draft.
Yeah, and they seem to be falling all over themselves to host it.
So well, like a lot of people fly in for it, man.
There must be some benefit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, well, for a town like Green Bay, I can understand why they want it there, because it would be a huge economic boom for that town.
But they wouldn't be able to
be a lot of money.
Well, they can handle a game, they can handle that, I guess.
Well,
but still.
See, what they did is they built this big entertainment district just outside Lambeau that just opened this year.
I understand.
Year.
I'm talking about hotels, though.
No, they've got a bunch of extra hotels now. And I think, most of the time the teams stay in, like, Appleton every year anyway, so.
I'm talking about why would you want to go there, though?
No.
Go there for a game, fine. It's a great place to see a game.
But from the city standpoint, I can understand why they would want it.
Yeah.
Well, certainly the focus would be on.
Yeah, but Nashville. It sounds like it's totally tourist cities it's going to go to now, which it should. If you really want a lot of people to come, Vegas, Nashville, Chicago, Dallas, New York, L.A. is probably going to happen soon, I'm sure.
Places that can handle it, that are equipped for, you know, tourists and travelers year round.
Right, right.
Yeah, I have no desire
whatsoever. No, I barely watch
to be at the event.
I'll have to ask Petey. He's the big nerd.
I love the NFL, and I would never go to that.
No, no.
I'm certainly not going to go to heckle my own team.
No.
As to who they choose in the draft.
It's just.
Which some people do.
Middle-aged fat guy in a jersey just nodding his head in agreement or just pissed off. You see their faces like, shut up.
Right, like they know something.
You know dick. You don't know dick.
I would go to that fourth preseason game before I would go to this.
Right.
And it wouldn't even be a choice.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, yep. Right. Send me to that fourth preseason game. One where every guy on the field is going to get cut the next day.
Yes. Tonight it's the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Well, that's tonight, huh?
That's a good game.
I don't care who wins that either. Probably root for the Clippers.
Yeah, I'm going to say Clippers.
Yeah.
Just to cause more chaos.
Right.
Because that would even them up with the Chiefs.
Right.
Yeah, the Chiefs are at 11-2.
That's true. Even up from that. And can you imagine the Chiefs not getting home field?
The Chargers are
at
10-3.
That record, they've been kicking ass all year.
I think what I read was if they're even up,
they win it.
The Chiefs still own whatever tiebreaker is down the line. But with, two games to play after that?
I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah.
I just want to see the Chiefs fail.
Yeah, I do too.
And more to the point, I want to see my friends who are Chiefs fans when the Chiefs fail.
I can't really root against Nick. He's just down. He just beat down completely. Your other buddies,
so he's accepted reality.
Yeah. I know some other Chief fans I like to see fail.
No, my other buddy is he's an ass.
Yeah. Why? He's a Chief fan. I mean, I know
he
why.
He gets very few opportunities to thump his chest about his teams.
Yeah, but they don't do anything.
So he takes advantage.
He won a Super Bowl since 68. Sorry, Todd.
And you would think as a Viking fan, I could relate to Chief fan because their paths have been kind of similar.
They have been similar. Decent teams, but never make it, never win the whole thing.
They'll tease you every once in a while. They'll get in the playoffs. They'll make a good run in the playoffs, and then they'll let you down, and they'll break your heart.
But the Chiefs did win one, didn't they?
68.
Three?
Exactly.
No, 68. 70.
Buddy of mine has that original shirt because he's older than us.
Okay.
It was 1970.
He's like 10 years older than us, friend of mine from back east.
The 69 season. I recall that because they beat the Vikings.
Oh. And, we were big NBA fans around here, so tonight watch.
With my son.
Orlando and Chicago in Mexico City.
No, I only watch the Celtics. I don't watch anybody else. I'm not an NBA fan. I watch the Celtics when they're on with my son. But I ain't going to watch that, no.
No, I'm not going to watch this game just because it's not here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just a court. It's still a court.
It's in exactly the same place at my house.
Yeah, they're not playing on tacos. It's a court.
And aren't the Bulls really, really bad?
But
Bulls are real bad, right?
Yeah.
Really bad.
They're playing at altitude, so can they jump 10% higher?
Yeah, they play in Denver, too, the Nuggets.
I know.
So can they jump 10% higher in there?
You never hear about that.
No, you never do.
You always hear about the
Bulls. Well, the ball does fly. That's a fact. But
the ball's going to go a little further.
I don't think your body can get higher in the air, can it? Because everybody's body goes higher, so
why wouldn't
probably
it?
You can't tell then. Think about it. Everybody can jump higher.
Right. If the baseball goes further, if the golf ball goes further, if the football goes further,
all three of those are smaller.
Now, why wouldn't you? Why does size have anything to do with it?
I don't know. Check with the physics. You're asking the wrong guy. A physics guy.
If everything else is, they say 10% further, why couldn't you jump 10% higher? And Mexico City is even higher than Denver.
Well, Tyler, shockingly, makes a good point.
Wait.
No, everybody it's all can, relative.
Yeah, if they're all jumping 10% higher, you wouldn't be able to tell anyway. And by the way, everybody in the NBA can dunk, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, a level playing field. It doesn't matter.
I saw a six foot eighth grader dunk last Sunday. 6 foot eighth grader. You guys are taller than 6 foot. Down. And by the way, not a running start. I'm not like from the whole way down to court. He got it about mid lane. Yeah.
You know, I've seen that before.
Yeah,
and that's amazing.
But he's 6 foot. He wasn't like
right.
I've seen taller. I've seen taller kids in eighth grade, 6'4", 6'5". I've seen them. But this kid was about 6 foot.
Amazing.
Yeah, and you'd be more amazed that he was African American.
Athletic.
Yeah, we beat him though. We beat him. My boys' team beat him, but he stuffed it, man. It was amazing.
Then I guess I have seen something a little bit more amazing than that.
From what I can read here, Todd, you will get a tiny bit, but like this says, if you were on top of Mount Everest, you could get 0.3% more vertical leap.
Really?
It must be a weight thing.
So
it's got to be.
Yeah, it's so you'd at altitude at Mexico City or Denver, you're gonna get very minimal.
Because golf. The rule of thumb there is 10%, or like at one club.
Still got to hit it.
Golf ball weighs a lot less than a 7'1" center.
Yeah. And if you recall when they had the golf tournament in Mexico City, the golf course
that.
There was, last year they did one of those world championship golf events.
Ball flew further?
15% further, because it's like the course was at 8,000 feet, so the caddies had to do a lot of math.
Got it.
You couldn't use whatever club you'd usually use because you hit it 15% past.
Just go up one or down one.
Down one. Sometimes down two.
Just do it like the rest of us. I'm going to take it down. Choke up on that.
I'm going to really lean into this club. Yeah. No, you're just going to hit it poorly.
No, I don't care. I won't watch it. Chiefs and the Clippers, if I'm around the TV. That'll be on.
I didn't know the Mexicans were interested in NBA.
I think they like all American sports. I think they really do, you know.
Well, there's been, let's see.
The NBA's pretty global.
Yeah, don't the, like
it's
the
It's pretty
southern,
global because everybody plays basketball, not everybody plays football. So it is pretty global.
Well, a lot of those teams, they have, like, you know, Hispanic heritage jerseys, you know. Like,
yeah, they do.
Los Suns, Los Bulls.
They do. Yep.
El Heat.
Yeah.
You know?
I was watching a documentary yesterday. It's that...
Los Celtics.
The Religion of Sports. Have you seen
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's on the audience
yeah,
network.
Yeah, I'll watch it once in a
and
while.
And they were concentrating on natives of Alaska.
I saw that. They love basketball,
they
right?
do. They yeah. they embrace basketball up
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And once in a while, like one of those kids will go to a major.
Yeah, major school.
I think there was a kid from Alaska who went to Duke for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in Alaska is a Duke
I do
fan.
Remember that. I do remember the kid from Duke going down there. What else new, Craig?
Former Major League slugger Jose Canseco applied to serve as the White House chief of staff. He told Trump in a tweet Wednesday, "You need a bash brother for chief of staff." That's the nickname that he and Mark McGwire shared when they were hitters back in the mid-'80s, early 90s. Canseco tweeted that he's got a secret reorganization plan already, so he's all ready to go.
I love the secret plans you never hear of. And
so he's in on that. Yeah, so you can.
Nobody else wants
so you
gig.
Can get behind this.
Nobody else wants a gig.
Everybody wants that gig. Everybody wants that gig.
You're right. Actually, I did hear that there are people that want the gig, but nobody qualified wants the gig. That's what I heard, and that just proves it.
Well, the last 2 days we've had Piers Morgan and Jose Canseco
right.
saying, "Hey,
yeah.
yo."
Nobody wants the gig because they don't want to go down. If they want a career in D.C., and this is from both sides of the aisle, nobody wants the gig because they want a career in D.C., and this is a career killer at this point. That's why that young kid, 36-year-old, no 36-year-old upward guy would turn that gig down. He wants to be a D.C.
Unless
guy.
Unless they're looking to be a career sycophant.
But you, well, you,
even then.
You only got a couple years at the most.
Yeah.
You're going down with the ship, and nobody wants that gig.
And the Gemini meteor shower will hit its peak this evening.
What time? I'll be outside. Todd will be outside.
You will be.
I'll be
outside. You'll be able to see between 50 to 120 meteors per hour.
Clear tonight?
Looking like a flurry of shooting stars. Most of the best viewing weather will be in the central United States.
What time?
Tonight.
Oh, when the sun goes down. Is it going to be
I
clear
guess
here?
So, yeah. More so than in other places, yeah. From what I understand.
Which way do we look?
It could
up.
Be really active. but
I like that answer.
The sun would still be out. I mean, it could be happening right now because there's another part of the world where it's dark. So if you
well, it gets dark here at 5:30, so I might look outside.
So look outside at
probably
some
won't.
Point.
I might actually be outside.
We got to drive away from the city and get rid of the light pollution, and we can lay on the hood of the car and watch the meteor shower.
You and Craig can do that again.
Can we hold hands?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Talk about girl Bugs Bunny.
And a couple South African cannibals are going to be spending life behind bars.
Hopefully not together. Because somebody's going to get hungry.
The men were sentenced for murder on Wednesday after killing and eating a 24-year-old woman. One of the men, described as a traditional healer, turned himself in at the police station carrying a bag of body parts. He told officers that he had just grown tired of eating human flesh.
Now,
that's old hat.
Part of some away from civilization tribe or anything, was he?
I guess not. I don't know. I'm giving you the information I have and more than I want.
What did that 24-year-old girl taste like, Craig?
Don't.
I think I've asked you that before.
Don't.
I think I've asked you that before.
Well, don't ask me again.
And you said
certainly
great.
Not on the air.
You said great.
I'm sure I did.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.